the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning, I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to the Remodeler Show. It's show number 725 in our original It's Your Business series. Joining us this morning, the cast and crew of the Remodelers, Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th.
Yeah, you know, that sounded like the Rev, but radio is a magical thing, isn't it?
It is a magical thing. John Michaels is right here.
Yeah.
And the Rev is playing the drums. You know, and we found out that Paul Nelson from Nelson's Construction didn't know the Rev was a drummer of sorts. We'll talk a little bit about that. And Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. Great cast in the show. I won't call them characters, but they're close to characters. And we would certainly love to hear from you on your questions. Don't get these guys a free pass today. 336-1320, the number to call. All right, Mr. Nelson and Mr. Swenson, what's wrong with this sentence? Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, Crazy Days Sale.
That doesn't sound like low-key Jim LeDuc. Crazy Days and Jim LeDuc don't seem like they should add up together.
So
is that the same? Is that the thing you got, Paul?
What do you think, Paul? Does that
fit? This ought to be good. Crazy Days, Crazy Jim.
Yeah, I think that works. I think it does.
All right. You know, let's help him this morning with what he's promoting, okay? And let's make it even crazier in the show. Now, starting Thursday, your Shades of Crazy Days sale, inventory reduction sale, and the notes I have are one word at a time, okay? And I think we have a very creative crew here this morning. It says furniture, bar stools, end tables, lamps, fans, ceiling fixtures, outdoor fixtures. Then it gets a little better. Ridiculous prices up to 70% off. Compact fluorescent light bulbs at huge discounts.
Yeah. Actually, I told the gals that to market is so that even people who didn't want to buy something would be tempted to buy it, like at an auction.
So, all right. So now I can swear with that, and that starts on Thursday. So Steve and Paul, having heard that, knowing Mr. LeDuc, are there some additional words we could help him with if he's going to truly be crazy with his sale?
Sounds to me like he wants to get rid of some stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, our fiscal year just ended June 30th, and we've got a lot of merchandise that, from companies that have gone out of business or things we've had around for a while that we definitely want to get rid of and make room for new merchandise. So
sure, we of course wrestle with the same thing.
Yep.
But you don't have a Crazy Day sale.
Not right now.
Every day is a crazy day. Well, I was going to say, with your locations in Lincoln, Sioux City, and Sioux Falls, it is kind of a crazy time.
Quite often it'll be a crazy day at Handyman.
All right, so is there anything more we can help him with his marketing here, the Crazy Days? Should Jim be wearing a wig, or should Jim be on a scooter? What could we do that could even stick out a
maybe
little
if
more?
It's ridiculous prices up to 70% off, maybe he should dress up like in the 70s with some bell bottoms or in some long hair maybe or something, some funky glasses.
I just got rid of the bell bottoms. I was cleaning out the closet the other day.
They probably still fit, too, don't they?
Probably.
Hey, Bill, how about that crazy shirt he had on 2 weeks ago?
That was crazy.
That was colorful.
Yeah. That reminded me, you know, you kept calling me bright. Several years ago.
Just because you had the shirt on, Jim.
Several years ago, I went to Boston for a Lutron dimmer school. And Paul stopped in the store while I was gone, he was talking to Kathy and asked where I was, and she said I was at dimmer school, and he looks at her and says, does that mean he's going to come back dimmer?
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a heck of a school.
All right.
But it sounds like Paul.
That sounds like a bad joke.
But it was true.
That sounds like Jim LaDuke, right?
It does sound like Jim LaDuke.
Vintage Jim.
A bad joke?
Well,
no.
No, these guys got to bail me out on that one. All right, if people want to check out the sale, the Crazy Day sale, starting Thursday, you have a website, you have a location, share with them, so let's get people waiting at your door.
Well, the location, you can't buy anything online from the sale, so the location is 33rd Minnesota Avenue, 2511 South Minnesota Avenue. The telephone number, 332-6680.
336-1320, the number to call this morning. And if you have some ideas about this Crazy Day sale, give us a call this morning, how we could make it even more fun for people to come in. You want people to come in the door, and you got some stuff that you would like to have people pay for and take it with them.
Absolutely. It's they don't even have to come in the door. There's going to be some tables out in front. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. If the parking lot wasn't so crowded from the next door neighbor, we'd have a tent sale, but there isn't any room to set a tent up.
Next guy on our list of fun this morning is Mr. Steve Swenson, the handyman. He was gone last week, said that he couldn't get our signal once he got to the photo-taking shot in Sioux City as you come down 29, the one that the mayor and the governor are fighting over.
That they make a lot of money with?
They seem to make a lot of money with that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy day. Now, as we were kind of telling you before the show, we had two pretty good marketers here and actually brought in Kiso as well that actually helped with your information for July.
Like they talked about white toilets?
What else do you think we may have talked about?
Onyx, probably. Maybe some Sterling showers.
Yeah, you need some Onyx toilets.
Well, no, not Onyx toilets. Onyx showers. Onyx marble tops. And showers and accessories that are custom made for you, the color you want, and they're just the coolest thing. Hard to describe how cool they are without seeing them.
Well, we kind of missed you last month, but you have actually it was this month.
Yeah, just
we're now
just one time
2 weeks away, but you do have some specials that are there, and because we didn't have the authority to go any further than what was on the paper, would you like to share those specials?
Sure. All of our faucets are on sale at Handyman. We have hands-free faucets that touch. You can just touch to turn on and off, or one of them you just wave your hand over as a sensor. That kitchen faucets are really handy. And we have them hooked up and with running water, so you can really, like, not just look at them, but you can play with them and make them, you know, turn them on and off. People do it every day. There's a motion sense faucet from Moen that you swing over your hand over the top. You don't even have to touch it, and it turns on and off. And the Delta faucet, you just touch it with your skin someplace, and it has got a little sensor in there, and that your skin, electricity in your skin turns on and off. We have all of our faucets on sale, so all the pull-down kitchen faucets. And in Handyman, we have about six or seven of them with running water in them, too, so you can see how the sprayer head works and how they come, the water flows differently out of each one. We have a low price guarantee from our family owned over 65 year company located in Sioux Falls, Sioux City and Lincoln. We have over 45 different toilets in stock and on sale. And I mean, when you walk in, you see 45 toilets there and you think some of these must be duplicated. Every one of them is different. They have different parts, they have different flushing mechanisms. They have different, well, the Toto has a Teflon in the toilet. That's not called Teflon, but they have a coating in there that is really super easy to keep clean. We have custom Onyx tops with, there's 58 different colors. 17 of them are new in 2013. So they're new and rolling into the different colored tops, and any size, any shape. 10 bowl styles, custom made, easy to clean, and a lifetime warranty on those tops. They are really a cool and nice upgrade for your bathroom. We also have Onyx bases and accessories are on sale, and all kitchen sinks. We have Swanstone quartz kitchen sinks, and we have some Kohler stainless steel kitchen sinks that are pretty popular. And, you know, a lot of people, a new kitchen sink and faucet in your house just makes such a nice upgrade, and then, you know, just costs a few hundred bucks and you have a whole new feel for your kitchen. And we have the city's largest tub and shower display. We have about 30 different showers you can walk in, and they don't all run. We have some that get wet, and that most of them have shower doors.
You can't take a shower
in there. No.
Okay.
But most of them have shower doors on them, though, and you can step in with your clothes on. You know?
Please come out with your clothes on as well.
Yeah. We have never had that problem yet, but you can actually get a feel for how big, you know, if a 36-inch shower is all you have room for. We have four of them. You can step in and see what they feel like in the store before you remodel your bathroom, you know.
That all makes sense to me. Well, we've picked on Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. He's got the Crazy Day sale that begins on Thursday. Inventory reduction. Some of the stuff is outdoors. Don't even have to go into the store itself. And Steve with his Onyx, his white, all of the bathroom and shower displays.
All the faucets are on sale in July.
That's good.
Is Paul having a sale?
Well, that's where we were going next.
That's what I figured.
Paul's been a little busy. He's been picking on me on the phone. He's been busy with remodeling. We've had people that I know that have called him with projects that need to get done. And, Paul, you've kind of become a superstar now, if you weren't already, on the remodeling side.
Oh, wow. Yeah, superstar. Awesome.
Celebrity.
But you do a lot. It's a time, as we shared in the show yesterday with the home builders and the realtors. The numbers are good. 2014, 2013 has been, so far, 18 months of very interesting times and maybe history-making times for Sioux Falls, Paul.
It's, it's incredible to think. I don't know, we'll go back 4 years ago, 5 years ago, things were kind of slowing down, and a couple years ago we were busy, but it's just absolutely crazy. Yesterday I called up to I got two houses that I needed to order trusses, and I got told they're 5 to 6 weeks out. That didn't fit
Where did
my
the
schedule
trusses
very
come
well
from?
Component manufacturing, and they were 5 to 6 weeks away, so that's makes us plan a little bit better. I guess I knew we were all busy. I wasn't expecting 5 to 6 weeks for trusses, but I guess it's good. Labor shortage, man, it's everywhere you go, everybody's looking for help, and my phone it doesn't quit ringing. Doesn't matter what it's for, new houses to remodeling to a simple little, one of your buddies, Bill, called and's got some water in his, had some water in his basement, so I got to go over there and take a peek and see what we can do with that. So, yeah, it's incredible.
All right. You've heard these guys just getting warmed up for our hour show today. Let's give some contact information in case people want to talk to you. Paul, how do they reach you?
Paul Nelson, 366-1116, or you can go to paulnelsonconstruction.com.
Jim, how do they reach you?
The Lamps and Shades is 332-6680.
And for our handyman.
Handyman is on 910 East 10th Street across from McDonald's, just west of 10th and Cliff. 336-0316, and we'll answer the phone.
We're going to be talking with our remodelers this morning about the kind of questions they're getting in a busy summertime. Those people that are looking to remodel, those people that are looking for help with lamps and shades, with showers, with toilets, with Onyx, whatever it might be. And those people that are calling Mr. Nelson, and he has to work a little hard to get the supplies in here, and they're always looking for labor. We'll tell the rest of those stories as It's Your Business continues on this Tuesday.
It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules. They just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood. Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello. News Talk 1320 107.9.
It's a Tuesday. It's the Remodelers Show. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. They're at 2511 South Minnesota. You'll notice that Jim will have a wig and bell bottoms for the... No, I guess that was wishful thinking from the other remodelers. They voted 2-1 that you should find those bell bottoms that you gave away.
Well, I doubt that they're around anymore.
Okay, so can you find something close to that?
I think I could come up with a costume.
Okay, well, I think we ought to share that. If you can come up with it, we'll share it.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'll share it.
I like that.
You show up, and I'll share it.
yeah. All right. You don't have a crazy day sale. You're over on East 10th. You're really not downtown where most of the crazy day sale is.
Just over the viaduct from downtown, though. Yeah, we're right there. All the faucets are on sale this month, and kitchen sinks are on sale.
And Nelson doesn't have a crazy day. He just causes crazy days, particularly with the demand right now, the supply, all the things that you're being asked, and obviously with the floods that we've had, all the severe weather, it's been an interesting second quarter.
Yes, it's interesting to how many people have called and said, I've got a $20,000 claim on my house, or I've got a $26,000 claim on my house with roof and shutter and shutters and your gutters and your windows. So yeah, it's if you're in the remodeling business or any construction business, it's very good.
All right, one of the things that we alluded to, and again, we'll take your calls this morning, 336-1320, but I want to hear the kind of questions that you're getting. And Steve, that doesn't mean you can just talk about onyx and white this morning or walk-in showers. You guys get some specifics, people walking them through as to making it work. The kind of things that you're hearing.
Sure. One question people wonder about is the shower head. What kind of different shower heads can you have, and what kinds should they get? One of the tricks we have at Handyman is we have a hose in near the back tub. And if you want to know what the shower head, because we have about 100 different shower heads probably, we take them back and screw them onto that hose and turn the water on and see how the water comes out of them. Since it's a cool thing, the guys kind of like doing it at the store. They get to play with the water, you know, with the shower heads, see what they look like. And then all shower heads come with, this is one of the things I'm not supposed to say. All shower heads come with a little water-saving button in them that makes them so they only have 2.5 gallons per minute. Well, almost all shower heads have a little blue plastic button in there that you can take out with a pair of pliers, and then they'll flow somewhere around 3.1 to 3.5 gallons, and the shower, you know, a lot more water comes out, and it's a lot more pleasant to take a shower that way. Now, whether that's what you're supposed to do or not, I don't know, but the shower head sure works better when you take those out of them, almost everyone.
How comparable is what we've had this year as far as people calling, coming in the door to previous years and what you've seen in Sioux City and Lincoln?
You mean about the flooding part?
Either or.
Yeah. We've had quite a few people came in and you know, they had to replace their vanities. Their showers are probably okay, but their vanity got damaged. A toilet and a shower, you know, they're made to be wet, so they don't get hurt very much. But I think there was a lot of damage done a few weeks ago.
Well, I think Mr. Nelson would agree with that. Yeah. We've had Jerry Berg was in one of our shows, and this was right after we had the 8 to 10 inches that occurred down in Lincoln County. And obviously, they were very busy. And, you know, it's kind of like Paul saying, I wish I could get those trusses quicker than five or six weeks. And they would like to be able to help everybody. Because that was a 100 or a 500-year storm that really affected a lot of people.
Yeah, that storm it wasn't just one storm. It was a continual system coming through here for, what was it, 10 days? I think we over the 10-day period, we got almost 13 inches of rain.
A lot of rain in a lot of places and a lot of damage that went with it. Paul, you and I talked, and actually we shared with the audience, that you had your project scheduled, and then you had all the moisture come on top of it. How did you handle both ends of the spectrum there?
More hours in your day. Work the weekend, work late at night. You just kind of, I mean, you can't take care of everybody. And from what I've heard of all the contractors, I mean, you take what you can and you help them out. And a lot of people just, I mean, they were tearing stuff out themselves. It's about all you can do.
So when you look back on it, was there anything more that you could do? Do you have more people on standby? If you could find people on standby,
you're
to
right.
work with you.
You can't. There's nobody to stand by. There's, if you're looking for a job, they've got a job. If they want to work, they're working. So you do the best you can do within your company and keep everybody happy that you can and go.
One of the things that you do, which makes a difference, is you've been doing it for a long time. You made a hit the first time you met our friend Jim LaDuke over here when you came in. But you provide your cell number, where people, if they need something, they can call and they can reach it. Not everybody does that.
No. I mean, if anybody can remember back to the old bag phones, our first cell phones, I mean, you had to beg people to get their cell number. And it's like, well, why would you have one if you're not going to give it out? Well, I mean, now that's my lifeline. It's on 24/7. You need me, call me, text me. I've got it on.
Can you refer some of that business out as people are calling in that you know that they're not a Paul Nelson, a double A, but there's somebody, if it's an emergency, they need the help.
I've got a father-son. They started with me, oh, man. I got to be going on 15, 16 years ago, and I kept them very busy for a long time, and then gradually, you know, they start getting their own customers. And now I had a phone call the other day, can you come out and help me? And we're busy. So I called up Keith and said, Keith, I'm going to give your number to these people. And so I called the guy back, said, here's a guy's phone number. I hate turning down work because that customer never, ever comes back, you know. But if you can't get to them and they get mad at you, they're not going to come back at you anyway. So if I can't get there, we try to refer you to somebody, try to take care of you the best we can.
He's Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, that's S-E-N. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting. Steve Swenson, the handyman. We're right on a break at the half hour. Fox Business News will be back on the flip-flop.
A downpour.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We have the remodelers in the building this morning. Mr. Paul Nelson, that's S-E-N. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. And Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. I'm going to go through some of the notes that I have and do a little round robin here. Steve, you have a low price guarantee from your family-owned store for over 65 years. What's that mean?
Well, it means if any local competitor's price will match them, item for item. So the big boys, we can match any price that you can come up with. Now, internet pricing is different, but any local competitor. And we don't. It doesn't happen once a month. I mean, most of the time, we, you know, our business is forced to shop the other stores and know what their prices are all the time anyway. So we don't, you know, it's not an issue very often. Sometimes one of the big boxes will have something on a screaming sale and our regular price isn't that low. And then that's when we match them.
There you go. Jim LaDuke, we always talk about some rebates that involve people. And we're at that time of year that I always hate we're in that time where the sunlight is now getting shorter every day.
Yeah, the sunset tonight, I think, is 9:05. What was it, June 20th? It was 9:11 or 9:12. So we're losing a little bit of daylight. So it'll be tough to get in 18 holes tonight.
Yeah, maybe 9.
Oh, no.
Except it's really nice when it's 72 degrees at noon, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Can't complain with that.
Yep.
You know, we always kind of remind people, and I'm intrigued by this, that fans go different directions depending on whether you want cool or warm.
Well, that's true, because a fan, most people think of a fan in a summertime operation where it's blowing on you and creating a wind chill, and that keeps you comfortable. It doesn't make the air any cooler. It simply keeps you comfortable by creating that wind chill. And then in the wintertime operation, you reverse the fan, you blow up on a low speed, and you eliminate that wind chill by just circulating the air between the floor and the ceiling by pushing it up against the ceiling, down the walls, and up back into the fan, balancing the temperature of the air that your furnace has been heating up that rises to the ceiling naturally.
Paul, you were quoted as saying when you got that big national award in Las Vegas, and obviously what happened with you, what happened in Vegas didn't stay in Vegas because we've been hearing about it for a few months, and you were a very deserving winner. But you're quoted as saying that 100% of your subcontractors really need to be a part of the professional association, be members of the Home Builders Association. Why is that so important to you?
Well, I'm a firm believer if you want to be a professional, act like a professional and belong to something that's professional. Our Home Builders Association, we do lots and lots of stuff within our community. I don't want to say we fight with City Hall, but we get along with City Hall very well when we get new codes or the city's wanting to change something. They call us and they ask our opinions. And I just, that's, to me, is professional. So if you want to be a professional, join something that's professional, and our Home Builders Association, I think, is as good as it gets. I travel around the country on the national level, and we're in the top 15 in the nation for the size of our Home Builders Association. So that speaks volumes. When we go to these different places and we see all of our local, our national presidents and the people that work at national, I mean, they respect. They respect our opinions. And so I just think it's a good deal that our Home Builders Association, we work very hard on making it better for every builder, not just the ones that join. So it's a good deal.
And it's an organization that you're not just an associate member, you're not just supporting that contractor, you're supporting the whole industry. And that industry is supporting you.
Weigh in there, Mr. Swenson.
I was just going to say that, you know, the associate members, what Jim's talking about, is like his store and handyman that supply the stuff. But anybody that's at the home show belongs to the Home Builders Association. I mean, that's a good way to remember who's in the association.
One of the things that we talk about in the show, and I don't think it hurts to repeat this, is building versus remodeling. Where do you get the most money when you do this kind of work? We're talking garages, additions, fireplaces. What do you need to know? You know, when you look at those, Paul, and you say you want to sell your house in a year, 2 years, 3 years, what would you tell them? What is important? Obviously, it's more than just cosmetic.
Cosmetic helps. Adding on that third stall garage, redoing your kitchen, redoing your bathroom. them are the big areas. You get into the cosmetic side, light fixtures, plumbing fixtures. They're inexpensive. They can change a room as much as, I mean, you throw that fireplace in there and then you go, you get rid of all your brass fixtures and go to the oil rub bronze or the satin nickel. You've just changed the whole outlook of your house for not a whole lot of money. But additions, garages, you know, that's a bigger expense. You go out, you go build a new house, you're in a new neighborhood. You're going to have houses going up probably for a couple of years. Your roads are going to be muddy. You don't have the new yard. So there's pros and cons. Some people, they love that. They want to change every, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. We'll build a new house. The next guy, we've been in our house. Hey, I was born and raised here. I want to remodel it, fix it up because I'm staying put. So it just kind of depends on what where you're at.
And remodeling has a lot of benefits in keeping you in a neighborhood if you like the neighborhood. It's an established neighborhood with the full-grown trees. An issue that a lot of people don't think of is because they might not have kids is that if it's got a really good school district, it doesn't mean anything to you because you don't have kids going to school. But when it comes time to sell it, that creates a bigger market for you.
Yeah, and I think that being the hot topic around the edges of Sioux Falls, you know.
Do you want to talk a little more about edges?
I am not going to touch on that because I don't believe anybody wants my opinion. But I think if the school district is drawn, that's where it should stay. But I think so. There's kind of what, like Jim was saying, if you in the central or you live in the school district and you're going to stay in that school district, you move out to the outskirts, you don't know what's going to happen.
Let me ask you a question because you got more history on this, the three of you. We're just newcomers to town. We've been here 15 years. So, you know, we don't know the history. How did all these lines around Sioux Falls get drawn for Lenox, for Harrisburg, for T, for Tri-Valley, for West Central? And now today, everybody's looking at it, and if you live in Sioux Falls, people don't want to go to school in Harrisburg, T, West Central, any of the other communities.
Well, them districts were, I am a graduate of West Central High School, and I got picked up on the bus early in the morning. I lived in West Acres, which is just right out of on Highway 42. We came clear into where the Senex station is now. Mealman Packing used to be there. We came just about to interstate to pick up kids, and then I'd still get shipped over to Humboldt. You know what? I've got some awful fond memories of being picked on that bus because I probably couldn't keep my mouth shut. But so them districts have been drawn a long time. When they were drawn, Sioux Falls wasn't even close to them. So, I mean, it depends on, I moved back into Sioux Falls and I took my kid when it was time to go back. He graduated from West Central because I wanted him to go to a small school and it was best for our situation. But so there's a lot of political talk on that, and I don't think we need to get into that.
But a lot of the public that live in those neighborhoods that make their decisions based on curriculum, not just the subjects that are available, but also the extracurricular activities. And I'm not just speaking sports, you know, debate teams and orchestra and things like that is what they make their decisions on, and they want to go to they want their kids to go to a school that they're interested in. So
when were those lines carved, Paul? You know that
back in the 50s. It was back in the 50s.
Okay, so that's
I was in high school at the time.
Yeah, it's a tough decision if you live in Sioux Falls. You probably don't want to go to some other school district. And I think people can understand that today. And maybe the planning back in the 50s wasn't what it needed to be, or nobody knew that Sioux Falls was going to be as successful as they were. But now you've got an awkward situation. It's a political football, as far as people are concerned.
It was politically driven back in the 50s, too.
It was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Paul, we won't pick on you anymore about your thoughts outside the school district.
I thought I could get him going.
You did. He's hiding behind the monitor over there. But we'll talk a little bit more about the crazy man, his crazy day sale, the remodeling, any of the questions that you might have on the Remodeler Show on this Tuesday.
Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Loeb. Jim, who is Advana Mortgage?
We are mortgage bankers specializing in all types of home loans. We are part of Premier Home Mortgage Rapid City. We are caring mortgage bankers who are professionally trained to handle all of your loan needs.
Apply online at AdvanaMortgage.com. NMLS number 162291. Why should I use Advana Mortgage?
We specialize just in mortgage loans. We answer your questions promptly. At Advana Mortgage, we return your messages before we go home at night. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive. At Advana Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have a special loan product. It's the Advana Mortgage Fixer Up Dream Home Loan. Upgrade your kitchen, add new carpets, new appliances, or even a garage. Purchase a new home or refinance with these improvements.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvanaMortgage.com. Advana Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
Kinetico may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Kinetico? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Kinetico water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Kim Komando, Saturdays 10 to noon. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Hey, we're having fun between commercials. Actually, I wish we had a network that would just do like ESPN's doing this week. They're carrying Tiger Woods every golf shot on ESPN3. We ought to have a network that would talk and pick up our conversation during the commercials. They've all been above board. What do you think, Steve?
I think Jim should tell the story about his wife in the lampshade.
All right. Let's see if we can get Jim in trouble with Kathy here this morning.
It was just a way of identifying Kathy to somebody who was going to pick us up at O'Hare Field in Chicago. So she just had a lampshade on her head, so she looked like she's coming from a party that she'd been out all night.
And, of course, you hadn't been at that party, right?
I wouldn't identify with her.
Okay. All right, let's get into some things this morning that that make some sense, and that is the Crazy Day Sale. I still, as we started the show this morning, Jim LaDuc and a Crazy Day Sale just seems something's out of character.
Well, I step out of character occasionally. I have a private life.
Well, the lampshade was a pretty good indication of that, but...
pretty mild, but I haven't always been a nice guy.
Really? Who wants to pick up on that line of questioning?
Who said you were a nice guy now, Jim?
Not you.
No, I've known Jim quite a while. And, Jim, you are quite a character. And I think that's earlier I was asking him about, do you still have the lamp with the lady's dress you can change out? And do you sell them? And he said, no, he keeps them for people to come in and go, wow. So... Jim is, to have a crazy day sale, Jim is a character, and if you've ever been in his store, there is lots of different stuff to look at, different ideas to get, so.
People would probably want to know in this show how you work together, the three of you, and again, three interesting personalities for me to deal with, but Paul, how do you work with Steve at the handyman and Jim at Lamps and Shades?
Well, I get to send my customers to both of these guys' stores. They do have a wide variety of stuff to look at. And when you're in remodeling, that's the Sterling bathtubs or shower units. I've had people want to, they'll tell me they want a 4-foot shower or they want a 3-foot shower or whatever. And I'm like, okay, let's go down to Handyman and you can look at every one they got. And it's incredible. I'm going to say 99% of the time, the customer they walk out of there with not the one they had in their head. Because you can touch it, you can feel it, and that's why they got them set up. You can get inside them. Jim, you go down there, there's a million different light fixtures. Pick the one you want. So that's my connection, and they do a very good job of taking care of my customers.
Steve, how do you interact with these two guys? At least more than twice a month.
Yeah, well, it's just almost the way that Nelson said it. We take care of his customers and him. And Jim LaDuke and I probably first met when my brother Matt had an old lamp that he needed to get rewired and fixed and brought it over to Jim. And Matt says, oh, no, this guy's great. He knows how to fix all this stuff. And he does have more lampshades than you can believe in his store. I've never seen so many lampshades.
And no dust.
Not a fleck of dust.
That's the most amazing story. Crazy. That you make sure they're dust-free every day.
Well,
close to every day.
Do you want to go into a business and have to dust things off before you ever buy them?
No.
Well, you know, most lampshades, I'm not tall enough to see them. So you'd get away with it with me unless you put me on a wooden ladder and I could do it. But you have things to where people come in and they get Class A.
Well, we take care of every customer, and that's one of the reasons why we have repeat business the way we do is the way we take care of the customer, because customers want to be loyal, and they'll keep coming back as long as you treat them well. And so if you take care of the customer is going to take care of you.
Now, we'll ask you how you interact with Steve and with a guy named Nelson, S-E-N.
Well, when we have the opportunity to refer somebody to a builder like Steve, we've got somebody who's looking for a medicine cabinet that they can recess back in the wall. I'll send them right to Steve because I know he's got the product and I know he's going to take care of the customer the same way we take care of ours.
And Nelson, even though he had big boots and shorts the first time he came in the store?
And a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat.
But anyway...
He changed that subject.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah, let's go somewhere else on that one.
Lampshade and a cowboy hat today.
Yeah. So, no, when we had the heavy rain and the storms and that, I did refer a few people to Paul that were looking for help because I knew that Paul would make every effort he could to take care of him, and I know that he took care of one person for sure.
Well, the three of you are leaders as far as remodeling is concerned. We're happy to have you guys with us. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. He's the one with the Crazy Day sale starting Thursday. Inventory reduction sale. So how long has it been since you rolled out a Crazy Day sale?
It's been a couple of years, because we haven't had that much merchandise that we really needed to get rid of.
Nice problem.
Yeah.
But again, you've got the furniture, the bar stools, end tables, lamps, fans, ceiling fixtures, outdoor fixtures. Ridiculous prices up to 70% off.
Yeah. And I think there's some of it that's even going to be more than that. Probably going to take offers, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard it here. That's breaking news.
Yeah.
Taking offer with the...
That's a Crazy Day sale. That's a real one.
Yeah. And that's the way a Crazy Day sale should be.
Yep.
And Crazy Days is a part of this weekend here in Sioux Falls. When we come back, we'll do a wrap, get you ready for the tax part of It's Your Business this morning, 10 to 11.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires...
Welcome back to It's Your Business. This morning we have Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, S-E-N, of course. There's some S-O-N's out there, but S-E-N is his handle, 366-1116. And Jim Leduc, Lamps and Shades, Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. Steve, on your July specials, got to ask you, it talks about any size, any shape, 58 different colors. Now, I'm used to about 96% being white.
Well, the toilets, 96% of the toilets be white. The colors that we're talking about are the Onyx tops and the Onyx showers that come in. You know, that's a splash of color you can have in your bathroom and really makes a nice statement, a nice splash of color.
And again, if you're looking eventually to resell a house, you want to keep in mind the colors that are going to be attractive when people come into that house.
Yeah, at least try not to have too many crazy colors. Most of the popular colors are in the middle of the browns and tans zone, you know. They have some, there's some with specks. How do you do it? How do you say the right word? Freckles? Speckles? Speckles maybe is the right word. Different, you know, like almost, they almost look like quartz or granite a little bit, have that, you know, texture to them. But they're solid one-piece poured in no-seam tops and bowls and stuff. And you can get the bowl a different color than the top. Sometimes the top, you'd want a darker color, and the bowl would be either white or ivory or something. And then so it's more like a regular, looks has the look of a regular sink, but it's all one piece.
How do they it's all one piece, the whole shower?
No, not the whole shower.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's a vanity top.
Oh, okay, because I was going to ask how they seal those seams to make them waterproof.
Yep, on a shower, the base is where you start, and then you can have the base made, I mean, literally any size you want. It can be as big as this room. And they can put the drain anywhere. And then you figure out the walls, however, you know, how wide the back of the thing is. That's how wide you get your back wall. And there's four standard heights, 76 inches up to 92 inches of the height of the walls. And you can have custom sizes too, but they have four standard heights. And then they have the, you know, the sides. Just depends on how deep you want to go, how deep your base is. And then there's color coordinated silicone that they mix right at the factory, at the Onyx factory.
That's how they seal.
And you seal the corners with that, and it's. Okay. I'm sure Paul's used that color coordinated silicone. It's crazy. It just takes any imperfections and lets you just cheat them away.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. It's a brown silicone or something, and it just makes the seam go away.
We're in the last minute. Let me ask you, Paul, with all the painting that's had to be done with everything that's happened with the weather this summer, people are looking to resell a house. They don't want to get too wild with those exterior colors.
No, they don't, but I've seen quite a few pretty bold reddish-colored houses lately, and so I don't know if that's coming back. I always recommend stay something pretty neutral if you're thinking of selling.
All right, just enough time to give some contact information, last 30 seconds. Paul, how do they reach you?
Paul Nelson, 366-1116, or paulnelsonconstruction.com.
Jim Leduc, Lamps and Shades.
Well, they can call me at 332-6680 or come and see me at 33rd Minnesota Avenue, 2511 South Minnesota Avenue.
Handyman.
Handyman, www.handymanhome.com. We're at 910 East 10th Street, and our phone number is 336-0316.